Hello, the Five Minutes of the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 169. And we're almost through with the wisdom aspect. We're moving on to something else. And we've been personalizing Psalm 91. So we're on verse 8. What does it say? Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with my eyes. And it's true. Evil will not come near you. Evil has nothing to do with you. Evil is far from your life. In the name of Jesus. And so we said that the opposite of evil is what? Wisdom. We're walking in wisdom and excellence. And that's why we looked at Ruby's life. Unstable as water. Hey, Pakas. Unreliable, undependable, recklessness, unbridled lust. Frothiness, no way, that is not your story. Have you heard me? I say that is not your story. So wherever you stand, wherever you are, humility, so that wisdom can teach you. Stay and listen to the words of wisdom. These words I'm speaking, they are building character into you. They are building a mindset in you. Oh, yes. They are doing something great, great, great in your life. They are giving you a mindset. This is phronesis, practical wisdom. And it's giving you something that you will never get anywhere but from God's word. Hallelujah. So I was in the previous episode, I said that an inability to receive correction. We read Proverbs 15, 5 and verse 5 and verse 10. We realize that fools are the ones who do not receive correction. And then some people believe so much in themselves, in their abilities. They rely on it so much that that becomes a character defect. Oh, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm that. Listen, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, in the sense that you speak what God has done already through Christ for you. You are then Christ. And so Christ has made you a new creation. You are a new type of species and all that. But I'm talking about somebody who is so haughty. So haughty, you are not ready to listen to anything. And let me give you this sad story and then we end with it. I don't know whether you've heard of Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. He was a renowned evangelist. You've never heard of him then. I mean, the best of the best. And do you know that when Reinhard Bonnke was starting his ministry, do you know that he had an assistant who was helping him in the healing ministry? He, Reinhard Bonnke, would preach. Then the assistant will come and stand on the stage. Reinhard Bonnke will get down. Assistant who was called Ingidi will now go to the stand in his place and will pray for the sick and miracles will happen. And so he became haughty and felt it was without him, Reinhard Bonnke could do nothing. And he even told somebody, said, the day I leave Bonnke, Bonnke will become nothing. Because to him, it was because of him, that was why Bonnke was becoming famous. He was a black man doing the monkey the work, baboon the chop. That is a saying in Pidgin, saying monkey the work. That monkey is doing the work, and baboon, who is the elder brother of the monkey, who is bigger than the monkey, he's the one who is getting the accolades. So I should come and do all that, and then he, the man of God, will just get up in the pulpit and preach, and there are miracles, and then people will say, they will not mention my name. Everybody knows Bonnke. Everybody knows the white man. Ooh. So out of pride, one day it was time. Bonnke went, had the crusade, he preached, and then it was time for miracles. Where is Ingidi? Where is he? He never came. So Bonnke was forced to pray for the sick. And he was totally dependent on God. God, you know that I know nothing. I have nothing. You are the one who will do these miracles through me. And that was it. That was they had miracles that they have never had. Recorded the greatest miracles ever. And then Bonnke continued. And Ngidi never came back. And then one day, Reinhard Bonnke had become so great, a master of the trade. He was so renowned, so great. Ngidi came and was part of one of the meetings. He burst out in tears and said, Lord, I missed it. Never came back and he died. Why? How can a shining star like this become nothing? By this time, we would have been talking about it, mentioning his name in accolades. Say, maybe there'll be a school of Ngidi. I mean, how could this be? were so promising. Promising. This is not your life. I pray for you that humility, humility, you will walk in this wisdom. No matter who you are, no matter what, how far you know God will take you, humble yourself and even learn from a fool. Yes, that man is a fool, but you learn from him. That man, you know his life is not correct. And I'm not saying you should not just copy him. He might be sleeping with young girls, because young girls are his weakness. Somebody said, young girls are my weakness. And so any young girl you see, anything that you see in skirt, the person is calling for it. And he's sleeping with them underground. Nobody knows. He does it so well. You know, when people, when they become versatile, they become so the best of the best in evil. But you have the Spirit of God. You know, I don't want the side of the man. But you are wise enough to know that this man, this one, he has it. He knows the trade, and I'm going to learn from him. I will learn the trade, but I will not learn his crookedness. Listen, wisdom is leading you. You're blessed. Bye.